ABC News.
Nicholas Rowley is Honorary Associate in the School of Social and Political Sciences at the University of Sydney and previously an advisor to former British Prime Minister Tony Blair. He's been watching the events unfold overnight and he joins us now. Good morning to you.
Hello there, Sandy.
Well, the Prime Minister's announcement comes after she and senior advisers had spent the days leading up to the vote, in fact, several hours before Parliament resumed, saying that the vote would go ahead. This is quite a U-turn then, isn't it?
It certainly is a U-turn. This lady is for turning. Margaret Thatcher used to say she was not the lady for turning. But I'm not quite clear really what this does in substance terms. It sets in train that she will be flying to Brussels, supposedly to renegotiate elements of this deal, particularly in relation to the fraught question of the Irish border. But we don't have the other parties to this deal willing to negotiate at all. And that is really a question of process more than a question of content.
I suppose it buys her time, though, in some way, buys her a few weeks, perhaps, in what she can come up with something that might be more palatable to MPs.
But these will only be words. This will only be rhetoric. It won't actually have any formal standing in terms of the deal that has been negotiated. That deal will have the standing of a legally binding treaty. She can't, in this short period of time that she sort of bought for herself, really open all of that up. You've got 27 members of the European Union. They're not going to drop everything and fly to Brussels before Christmas in order to renegotiate elements of this deal. And the representatives of the EU, such as Donald Tusk, etc., they don't have the authority to reopen the negotiated deal. And members of the British Parliament know that. They understand that. And although Theresa May might have bought herself some time, I don't think that in substance it really will change terribly much. She will have to bring this back before Parliament. She's not been clear when that will be. That will also make members of Parliament a little bit angry because they don't know when they're going to go back to their constituencies and their homes for their Christmas break. But the Irish border question is not going to be resolved through a little bit of shuttle diplomacy over the days and weeks before Christmas. It is a far more complex, difficult, historically determined problem than that.
So do you think her flying to Brussels to meet with EU leaders, as she says, is more window dressing than substance?
They want to help her, but they can't really help her. I can't see that the politics is going to shift that much. The real sticking point is over this question of the Irish border. In a way, it was always going to be the case. This is a border that was never properly drawn. There are 208 official crossing points over this border, some of them in the middle of major arterial roads. In order to actually maintain freedom of movement of people and trade over this border, a whole set of mealy-mouthed agreements have been reached with this notion of a backstop whereby control over the process with regard to this border is not within the purview solely of Britain. Well, that was always going to be the case, and that is not going to change.
Well, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, as you've probably heard, had been hoping to force a general election if Mrs. May lost this crucial vote. Do you think the opposition can now table a vote of no confidence in the Prime Minister? And if it did, would it get up?
I think they will. It's a question of timing. I mean, they could have tried to bring that on overnight or today in the UK. They chose not to because I think the pinch point will be when she actually does need to put this question before the British Parliament. We have this supreme irony that the people who argued for Brexit so loudly talking about the sovereignty of British Parliament. Now, when it comes to it, they're actually questioning the sovereignty of the British Parliament, going over the head of the British Parliament and wanting to appeal to the people where sovereignty apparently really lies. Now, this is all very self-serving stuff, but the British Parliament will be preeminent in this. I can't see that the Leader of the Opposition will not bring a motion of no confidence. I think that when that comes, who the Prime Minister is at that time, how the Irish question is going to be resolved, the Irish border question is going to be resolved. All these things are very unclear, but one thing that is, almost certain is that we have a situation in the UK where we have a completely unprecedented set of political circumstances. It's incredibly difficult to pick quite how these things will proceed, but I can't see them being resolved. I can't see this getting boring very quickly.
Just finally, despite this terribly fraught situation, isn't it the case that really Theresa May was handed a poison chalice when she became Prime Minister? Whoever was going to take on that role was going to have to negotiate these very stormy waters of a Brexit deal.
Indeed so. I think that's certainly right. I think she's had an impossible job. She did make it a lot harder for herself because she inherited a reasonably handsome majority, but then chose to try and get an even bigger majority and failed in that. So this is another great difficulty for her. It's as not as if she stands there as leader of an ascendant Conservative Party that won a large majority with her as leader. She went to the country as leader of the Conservative Party and came back with a minority government reliant on the Democratic Unionist Party to maintain a majority. Now, of course, the Democratic Unionist Party, representing the people of Northern Ireland, has more than a passing interest in questions relating to the Irish border. So she is skating on very thin ice. She is an amazing negotiator with an incredible capacity to get her mind around the detail, but perhaps she is too much the technocrat, and she has had a devil of a job trying to sell this deal to the British Parliament. I think she knew she was going to be humiliated. She avoided that humiliation. I can't see how what she's able to do over the coming weeks and days in Brussels is going to actually change that in any way. I fear that she is heading for a parliamentary humiliation, and I question whether or not she would be able to continue as Prime Minister under those circumstances.
Unprecedented, as you say, and extraordinary to watch from afar. Nicholas Rowley, thanks for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Nicholas Rowley there, Honorary Associate in the School of Social and Political Sciences at the University of Sydney, and previously an advisor to former British Prime Minister Tony Blair.
ABC News.